thought the journey starts, now as we're marching on the path that leads, but it's too soon. You're on the crossroads to your doom. You have to walk through flames to face your God. Another bridge to cross through the mountain top. It's a long, hard road, but you can't give up. Every step you take is a road you took. So when you're marching on through the draining crowd, and your feet are tired and nothing's found, so you gotta find the way that will free your soul. On the way to the unknown, you had to learn the way to survive. Walk on the path you are coming to life. Time is the enemy, but you feel alive. The will of starting again, you ignite. You're moving forward, breathing fire till the fire is gone. You're on the way to your denial and the will of the one. You seek for new horizons, holding on to reach for your goal. Marching on, but the journey goes on. You move, keep on pushing through. Behind the wall, I've done your path for you. Up to the highest mountain or the valley below, you really have to go. For all the hours spent, for the sweat and blood, for all the tears been shed, it still lifts you up. For all the years that you've been marching on, to find the holy one. You stand up for your beliefs. You have grown against all boundaries into the unknown. The fire inside of you, now it's shown. You can do this on your own. You're moving forward, breathing fire till the fire is gone. You're on the way to your denial and the will of the one. You seek for new horizons, holding on to reach for your goal. Marching on, journey goes on.
Welcome to Zanzana Livestream Metal Interview. I have the pleasure to have with me tonight Mr. Chris Howling Birks from Motor Jesus. Hi, Chris.
Hello, good evening. Hi, how are you doing?
Chris, thank you. Thank you very much for accepting this interview. And the actuality is here. That's it. Hellbreaker, new album, sixth album from Motor Jesus that went out, was released last Friday via AFM Records. Congratulations, sixth album after 30 years of the band Motor Jesus.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, actually it's the seventh album because
we got
a live album last year. And that was the sixth one, and it's a new one now, and we're very happy to got it released finally, And hopefully it's performing great. So in Germany so far, everybody is pretty positive about it. So it's really cool to hear that people seem to like it. And we'll see what's the next thing for us.
Yeah, it's look, this one you put it on your Facebook page. Top 20 the German in the German charts. Yeah,
Yes.
that's it.
It's
Yeah, Hellbreaker number 20, there's it.
Yes. I have to say it's a midweek charts. So on Friday we got the final result, so to say. So maybe it can go up or it can go down again
Yeah.
in the coming days. But hopefully a few people will buy another CD or a vinyl or something, and that it's keeping strong till the end of the week. So that we have a good result in the end.
Chris, I'm very confident about this album. You know, I heard it on Deezer all the weekend long. You know, because I made on Tanzana every Friday I get out a clip with 7 seconds of each album that get out on that day. You know, metal album. And when it went out on streaming on Deezer, I listened to it and I say, "Wow, what an album!"
Thank you very
Yeah.
much.
I really enjoyed it, so I'm very confident that it will be it can go up and up, and not only in Germany, not only in Germany.
That's really cool to hear. Yeah, we hope so. So we also got a new label with AFM Records. It's also pretty
Yeah.
new for us. And they got, like a little bit more possibilities for promotion and everything. And we hope that it will perform stronger than the previous albums. We'll see. It's really cool to hear that people seem to like it. It's really, really, really great.
Yeah. Tell me, Chris, tell me about this relation with AFM after 30 years, 13 years of Motor Jesus. Now you're on a big label.
Yes.
The waiting was too long, I think.
I think it's a de development, in the first place, in the early days, there were a really small Spanish label that signed us 2003, 2004. And it always went on and on from that. We got this tiny Spanish label, then we moved to Draka Records, which
Yeah.
was a bigger German label, and so for the next step, obviously, it's getting a little bit bigger now with AFM Records, one of the biggest players in Germany.
Yeah.
But I think it's a natural and healthy development for the band, and not to be, at first on top of the world, got a big success, and after that you got dropped, and no one cares about you. So for
Yeah.
us, it's a natural growth over the years,
You can, if you're looking at us now, you can ask your question to Chris, and he can he will answer to your questions. In the
I'll
meantime,
try.
ask Mike. I'll try ask my question. So, Chris, there was pressure for recording this album, knowing that you signed with a big label.
No, it was actually like a natural process for us to record another album. In the end, you can't do anything about it. If you are on a big label or on a small label, in the end, you have to get back to business. You have to get back to write and record stuff, and that's the basic thing for us. And we just naturally get in the studio, wrote some riffs. wrote some tunes and put it together. Like always, it felt pretty normal for us to do this album. I mean, it's now great to see that people say, oh, it's a bit different than the previous ones. It's a bit faster. It's a bit punkier. It's a bit. It has a different taste than the previous ones. It's really cool to hear. But for us, when we wrote it, it was like a natural thing. Okay, we do the next song, and then we have a mid-tempo song. Okay, and next up is this thing. We have two riffs here and put it together. It's like work, you know, for us. It's like normal working on stuff, you know. And you can't predict what is in the future if the songs will turn out great or if they perform not so good, you know. It's you can't say that when you write this stuff, you know.
Yeah. So who's here? Iman is here. Yeah, Iman. Hi.
Hello.
The question is, you know, you talked about punk. I think this album is really, really, really rock and roll. There's some Motorhead spirits, but also Audioslave spirits. For me, it's very. There's good riffs. It's very heavy, you know, and there's a lot of BPM.
BPM is the magic word.
I can't describe it because I really enjoyed this album, and there's a lot of diversity in this album also.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, we got our basic roots, so to speak. You know, we have this Scandinavian rock and roll stuff. You know, like bands like Lucifer or Helicopters or Turbo Negro. You know, these are like three Scandinavian bands we really like, and there are also bands like you said, like the classical rock and roll stuff, like Motorhead, Judas Priest, Maiden. And for us, it's like a combination of that stuff, you know, the punk rock stuff. We got some punk rock influences on this record now. Also like Bad Religion or, for example, you know, but it's like a combination of different styles, you know, for us. It's nothing for us. It isn't so special, you know. But I think in the mixture and in the development, it turns out, pretty unique, maybe.
Yeah. Let's just remember, here it is, Hellbreaker, the new album of Motor Jesus, that went out last Friday. Fresh. A lot of video clips on AFM studio channel, YouTube channel also. Chris, I think even the lyrics are important on this album, not only the music.
Yeah, the lyrics are like, the lyrics are dealing with stuff, you know, you also see on the cover, you know. We got our Jesus theme, you know, the Jesus that drives in the car through hell, you know, you got the devil, you got the little demons flying around, and that's all like our trademarks, so to say. And these trademarks are also in our lyrics, you know. Sometimes I write some like fun lyrics about driving in a car or driving from here to there or something. Sometimes you write a song about demons or about also inner demons, you know, with your own dealing with your own demons, you know. But it's often focused on these themes, you know, and I tend to write lyrics, you know, that are not so obvious, you know, like that you can't figure them out in the first place. You have to read them often, and you have to make your own mind about it. what could he mean, you know? And I really like that when people have to figure out for themselves, you know, the lyrics and stuff. But you're right, it's all always about rock and roll, demons, cars, and fast stuff, you know.
Yeah, who's here? There's also Hanky Kriffel.
Oh,
that's
Hanky
here.
Kriffel. I know that guy. It's our merch dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for being here. You say that it's your own demons that you try to write on the lyrics. Classic question: who came first, music or lyrics?
Always the music. Always the music.
Yeah.
I'm very, very involved in the writing process. I'm figuring stuff out with our guitarists, you know. I'm sitting with them in the rehearsal space, you know, trying stuff out and sing. Sometimes I sing along some melodies I have in mind for the song or something, and I'm really deep into the songwriting also. And when I'm done with that, then it's a time when the lyrics, when I try to write the lyrics, you know. But I really have to get rid of the music first, you know. The music has to be ready and done. And when that's finished, I start writing the lyrics, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes you is it. You have the white paper thing, you know. Sometimes, yeah. There's the song, there's the melody, and you try to put some words to sing on this melody, and that
yeah.
doesn't come.
Yeah, I mean, back in the days, you know, when you could rehearse before the Corona thing, you know, we could rehearse, and then there was a time when I was singing along, you know, like the guys were playing and jamming, and I was singing some fantasy vocals on top of it just to figure out what melody could be cool. But nowadays it's like pretty more easy for me to do it by myself when it's ready and I got the ready written song there and have a complete picture of the musical theme, and then I start writing the lyrics. And I think for me it's more I think I'm more focused on the thing then when I do it like that, you know. But back in the days, a few years ago, we still do it in the rehearsal room and singing along and singing some stuff, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how you say it in English or in German, but in French you say it, it's Jaurt. Yaurt thing, you know.
Yeah.
Try to figure out, yeah.
fantasy English, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
Paddy.
That's our guitar player.
Oh, hi, Paddy.
Yeah, it's Paddy.
And Hanky Kreffel, that it's... Oh, he's laughing. And with this new method, you know, new because of COVID, you know, Corona. After you wrote all the music and the music is all right, then you're going to write the lyrics. Does the words come? Every song with a different theme, or you think, okay, that album I'm going to speak about this, like, you know, a concept album.
Yeah, no, it's pretty random, you know. It's I have some ideas, you know, flying around, or often I got it in my cell phone, you know. I got this idea about like, I don't know. For example, the Lawgiver song, you know, the Lawgiver song was about, you know, a comic stuff or 80s, 80s action movies, you know, like Terminator and Judge Dredd and about Robocop and stuff, you know. So that lyric was like kept somewhere in the in the cabinet, you know, in the cell phone somewhere was lying somewhere around, and then I picked it up and I said, okay, that this song would fit for that lyric, you know. But often I was just sitting with a white sheet of paper, you know, like all blank, you know, and then you start, okay, what can I come up with, you know, like what is a cool theme to write about? And sometimes I start like with the normal stuff, you know, like which is pretty obvious for Moto Jesus, you know, like the fast car thing, the themes about cars and the themes about doing a race somewhere, you know, or to a place or to you know, yeah, there are moments when I got really fed up with that shit, you know. It's like, I don't have any ideas left, you know, for this running motor theme stuff. It's pretty difficult sometimes to come up with fresh ideas for that typical Moto Jesus themes, you know. So I really try to come up with something different, come up with something I have fun with, you know, like with the Lawgiver song. I really had fun with the song, you know. I was sitting there laughing while I was writing the lyric, you know, because I found it totally funny, you know, to write about Judge Dredd and Robocop and 80s stuff, you know. So I often have to keep myself entertained with it, you know, because I'm pretty quickly getting, you know, annoyed about the lyrics, and that's shit, it's not good enough, it's okay, I put it in the bin, you know. So I really have to challenge myself always, you know. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, and does Paddy and the other band members have something to say about the lyrics? That they say, okay, no, you could be better, you could do, this is good, but it's not enough, or things like that, you know.
No, they got to shut up.
Okay, Paddy, if you're here, you can react. Huh?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, everybody is free in the band to criticize or to say, hey, that this lyric is not so great, or, but they often don't, because I'm really hard with myself, you know. I'm pretty much my own worst enemy with that, you know. And so I really come up with stuff that is pretty good, you know. When I bring it to the boys, you know, when I bring it to the boys, you know, it's like it has to be good. I don't have to embarrass myself with my shitty lyrics, you know. And that is a thing I really don't want, you know. But sometimes you got a song that doesn't turn out that great. Also with the lyric, you know, lyric and music wasn't that huge thing. And so we got 3-4 songs from the Hellbreaker session which didn't make it on the album, you know.
Yeah,
they didn't turn out that good as we expected, you know. And so we said, okay, let's keep it for anything. Maybe sometimes we put out one of these 3-4 songs in the near future. Maybe not. It's not clear, you know. But yeah, you always have to try, and it's like a trial and error thing, you know. You try it, and then sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's only mediocre, you know. And when a song is mediocre, it's also like, yeah, we can put it on the album. It's not good enough, you know. So we are pretty hard with ourselves, you know, like with judging about our own music, and we throw a lot of songs that landed in the trash can, you know. So we got to come up with good stuff, you know.
And you put the level very high, Congratulations. Really,
thank
really.
Thank you. But the thing is, the level is getting higher and higher. And yeah, it's getting it's getting trickier, you know. It's not the easiest thing, you know, to write good stuff. And hopefully stuff that is better than the previous stuff, you know. That's a thing. It's not easy always, you know.
Yeah. Look, Pete has answered. Lol, I never shut up. I think Chris is a brilliant vocalist. We all love the art of combining the lyrics with the melody. It sticks in the head.
Yeah. It sticks in the butt.
Yeah. And Sarah from Finland is here. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Sarah.
So, does this album is a new beginning for Motor Jesus, a new level for you, for all the bands?
Also, it's at the moment it doesn't feel like a next level thing or a new beginning or a new start or something. It's for me personally, it's more like we did another good album. We tried our best, you know. We did everything we could in our possibilities to come up with good music. And for us, it's not a new chapter, so to say. Okay, I mean, we got a new drummer. We got a stable lineup, you know, with the boys who are playing a few years now with us. And yeah, I mean, from that point of view, it's a different lineup. It's a new beginning, so to say. But for us, it's still Motor Jesus, you know. It's the thing. And I have to say, Motor Jesus, the whole thing, Motor Jesus, the band, the theme, the background story, it has a life of its own, so to say. And I am also one guy of five guys creating this theme, you know. And we always try to keep it running, you know, keep the theme going, you know. Like for example, Ghost, you know, they have a big concept, you know, for them. And they keep it running, even if the singer would die or something, you know. I think maybe they will find a new singer who will wear the mask then, you know. And it's the same for Motor Jesus, you know. It's a theme, it's a concept which is going on. It's simply going on now, you know.
I think it's very frustrating getting out, releasing an album like that and not being able to play it on stage and defend it.
Yeah, that's a bummer, so to say. It's really annoying, you know, to come up with stuff. And normally now would be the time, you know, to go on tour and to play at least a few weekend shows or release shows, you know. And that sucks, you know. It's not cool. But we really try to come up with different stuff, you know. We tried a YouTube channel. Now we are running a new YouTube channel, which is called Motor Metal TV. And there we like doing stuff every 2 weeks. There is a new episode where you can watch at least stuff about Motor Jesus or just about random metal stuff. You know, here's a new album from this one and check out this band and stuff. And and hopefully people can relate to it or find something there and keep entertained for at least an half an hour or something, you know. You have to come up with new ideas, you know. You can't play the live shows, so you have to come up with different ideas, you know. And yeah, maybe we do a live stream. We will see, you know. It's like we are trying to come up with ideas. What can we do to have at least a decent live experience for the new album. But we are still discussing this, and maybe it's a stream. Maybe we do a good recording of a concert, you know, and release it on YouTube so that you can like watch it forever, you know. I don't know. We will see. We definitely are planning on stuff, you know.
Yeah. Do you plan it with yourself, or does the record company helps you for this, to give you advices and ideas and you know?
I think we try to come up with something. You know, we are pretty. Good now with camera stuff. You know, Paddy, our guitar player, who is pretty experienced now with camera work. You know, and filming stuff. And he also did the Fire Breather video. He directed this one. You know, that
which, oh, yeah.
I think was really great. It was his really first real video. So real clip, so to say. We shoot some live stuff with him, but that was a real first music video he did. So I'm really proud of that, he pulled it out so great. And I think we will figure something out in the company, you know, inside Moto Jesus. Maybe we film something from the rehearsal space. It has to be real, you know. It has to be... like honest and real, and not, you know, like in a big venue where no one is clapping and it sucks, you know. It has to be real.
Yeah. So Chris Hollenberg is our guest tonight for this thing. Yeah, Motor Jesus Hellbreaker. That's a hell album. Very, very, very good album. Congratulations. I really enjoyed listening to it. Does this album, did you write it and record it before or during lockdown?
We wrote it shortly before lockdown.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of 2019.
Okay.
So we started songwriting, and then we wrote it until the beginning of 2020, and then came the lockdown, and then there was no possibility to play live whatsoever, and so we decided to like focus completely on the album. We got a live album which came out in February last year. And we only did like two shows for the live album, and then we have to stop, you know. And so we said, okay, fuck that, you know. We go in the rehearsal space or in the home recording studio, and like push the new one through, you know. Like we focused on it 100%. So it was a bit frustrating at times, you know, because you can't be in the room with everybody out of the band, you know. The bass player had to do it at home, and there were some difficulties here and there, but in the end it turned out pretty good. And so for us it's we tried the best we could, you know, to do a good album, you know.
Yeah, and you know, look what wrote Hanky. For me, Hellbreaker is the best album ever. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, so this album now is here. You can't defend it, but hopefully it's going well, like on the top 20 in the German charts. I hope that this album will go better and better. I hope that this album will also have good credits in the US, because I think this is music that's very calibrated, that could be work in the US.
Maybe, I don't know. We also had some releases in the US, and back in the days, Our band was called the Shitheads and not Motor Jesus, you know. In the early days, we had a different band name, and with the word shit, you know, the American guys have a bit of a problem, you know. So we had to cancel the name, you know. We had to rename the CD, and then we're on the cover album, there was an X instead of Shitheads, you know. There was X heads standing on the cover. And that's what was our first American experience, you know. That was pretty weird, you know. We had to come up with a complete new album cover just for the American market. And in the end, no one cared what these guys from Germany were doing, you know. And after that, our old label boss was telling us, "Hey guys, you can't do it as Shitheads anymore. You have to come up with a new name," you know. So that was a funny story, you know. He was like, "Okay, we can sell this shit in America. We have to come up with a new name," you know. And then we renamed us to Motor Jesus halt. Yeah.
But why Motor Jesus?
Motor Jesus is a song title of the very first album on the Shitheads record, Dirty Pounding Gasoline, which is the first record we did. It's the same band, just same lineup back in the days, but we just changed the name. And Motor Jesus was a song from the first one, you know. There was a song about, you know, the Jesus He Knows Me song from Genesis.
Yeah,
where he's singing about TV preachers and stuff, you know. And this song was also about this, you know, like people who were telling about God on the TV, you know. I found that very funny to write about, and I did a song which was called Motor Jesus. And then we named us after the song, or renamed us after the song, and That's the story behind it, you know, simply as that.
Yeah, but now in the US, maybe a lot of people say, "Ah, Motor Jesus, a Christian metal band."
Yeah, we get here and there we got some mails or some contact or people getting in touch with us. Asking us, okay, what do you mean with this Motor Jesus? What is it? Are you religious guys? Are you Satanists? Are you guys crazy? Or what is this thing with the Motor Jesus? Mostly the black metal guys, you know, what's that shitty name about, you know? There's some criticism here and there. And sometimes people are asking about the meaning. You know, religious, obviously, people from South America who are a bit more religious than people from Europe, maybe. And they were asking us, "Are you serious with the stuff? What is it about?" But it's never offending or something. People are always super nice and just asking because they are curious about it, you know.
Yeah, you tell about demons, the devil, Jesus. When someone who doesn't know you and look at the artwork of the album and see Motor Jesus and angels, wow, what is this? This is religious thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the end, it's an ongoing battle between evil and good, you know.
Yeah.
It's always in our themes, in our lyrics. It's always the battle between good and evil, you know. When I was a little kid, I was playing with Masters of the Universe, you know. You have the Skeletor guy and the He-Man, and that was a good guy and that was a bad guy, you know, fighting against each other. And I kept this like for inspiration, you know. And it's sometimes also about you know, the battle between good and evil inside of yourself, you know. You're sometimes you're like in a good mood and sometimes you're like in a shitty mood, and you battle your inner demons and battle your own problems and stuff, you know. And that's also a theme about Motor Jesus, you know. And
yeah,
I really like this good and evil thing, you know.
Tell us about the artwork of this album, Hellbreaker.
The artwork was done by a guy called Sebastian Jerke. Sebastian Jerke is normally known for more, let's say, sophisticated stuff. He's really more into like paintings, oil style paintings and stuff. He has some really great artworks for some metal bands. We approached him and asked him if he could do something more comic style, you know. I just asked him, can you do something which looks more like a Marvel comic or something? And he was like, oh, sure, I can try it. And it's turned out with the previous album, Race to Resurrection, he did also the artwork for that one. And it turned out pretty great, you know. He's a pretty much a chameleon, you know. He can pull off everything with his art, you know. And he's a great guy, and he really done a super great job with the Hellbreaker record now. And we are really excited. But I have to say, the Hellbreaker artwork now, this one which you see, is not the final artwork, you know.
No,
it's a second attempt, so to say. The first attempt or the first version of the cover was not with the devil, but with Cthulhu as the devil.
Yeah.
You know, the green thing with the tentacles and stuff. And there was Cthulhu and more in a purple background, not a fire, you know, there was more purple into it. And Jesus was like running from the Cthulhu guy, you know, and that turned out not that good. I was looking for something different, you know, different colors and different approach to the cover. But it didn't work out that good. And so we say, come on, let's fuck this Cthulhu shit. We go for the full-on cliché, put the Cthulhu thing or rewrite it or redraw it to a devil. And let's pull off the complete cliché thing, you know, and stick to the fire and demons and stuff, you know. And that turned out as a really good idea.
That was
a good decision.
Yeah, very good decision. And the you're right. When I saw the artworks, I went to Marvel, you know. You talked about Marvel, and I said, okay, oh, it looks like Marvel, you know, and yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm really a big fan. Do you know the cover artwork from Iced Earth, The Dark Saga?
I think I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, it's from the mid-90s, and there was a Spawn. The comic Spawn was on the front cover of the Iced Earth artwork, and Spawn was like covered in flames, you know, and you see his mask. And his body, you know, and all covered in flames. It's a great, super great artwork. I really, really love it. It's one of my favorite artworks in metal. And this is also a comic cover. And so that was the reason I came up with the idea coming up with more comic-y style artworks, you know. Because I really like that Iced Earth record so much, you know.
Yeah. So, Chris, what are you going to do now? The album is out.
Yeah.
Finally.
Heavy drinking.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. What are we going to do? I don't know. We like at the moment we are like planning some stuff, you know. Okay, should we do a live stream? Should we do a filmed concert, a scripted concert, so to speak? Or should we do some, like, only a few more songs? Or should we do another video for a single? We don't know at the moment. We are really discussing it at the moment, what to do next. I think we will do anything, definitely, so we can't stand still now and do nothing, you know, like, and that was it with the album, you know. We did a nice stream on Friday for the release party, which was really funny, just hanging around with people, and everybody was drinking at home, and we were like chatting and heading a, and we had a playlist running from YouTube, you know, and everybody could watch our favorite videos. Normally we approach there on camera, but that doesn't work out. So we just chatting with the people, and that was fun too. You know, maybe we do that again. Like I said, well, you have to come with different ideas. You know, you have to come up with something special or something, some different stuff. You know,
you have to be resilient.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
That's the words, the 2021 word, you know, be resilient.
Just keep it going, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know, but where I am now, in which land?
Are you in France?
I'm in Tunisia.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah. Great. Do you know Tunisia?
I've never been there, so I can't tell much about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Never mind. On holiday, lots of German come on holiday on Tunisia.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I never go on holiday. I was going on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days, you know, I was normally I was going for concerts, and all my vacation days, you know, on, at work, were like going for the. For the band, you know, and I never have any vacation at all.
Yeah, workaholic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
not to a big extent, but yeah, a bit.
Yeah, and hope that you come to Tunisia one day to play in Tunisia. Yeah.
Is there hope a metal? So. Is there a metal scene?
Yeah, there's a metal scene. Yeah. A little at metal scene, but there's band like, you know, I don't know if you know Mirath.
Yes, I heard the name. Yeah.
Cartagots.
Okay.
Cartagots. That's and look, you know, you are broadcast now on Zanzana channel. Mm-hmm. Go down on the channel and you'll see a playlist, you know, of all Tunisian metal bands, you know, and all the videos of video clips. So when you got time, go there and just listen. Yeah, check.
Yeah, cool. Check it out. Yeah, I will definitely. Cool.
Yeah. You'll be there's you'll be maybe you'll discover maybe some new bands.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, so hope this situation will come to an end and we can come see bands playing, you know, and hope to see you playing.
Yeah. Are there many bands coming onto Tunisia to play? Are there bands touring around Tunisian?
Yeah, there were not many, but there were Epica. There were some bands. I can't remember now because there's a long time that we didn't saw concerts. But
What about the the big players like Metallica or Maiden or something?
No, too expensive.
Okay.
Too expensive, and need to very big logistic. You know. But when we want to see Metallica, we go to France or to Germany to see him, or in Italy or in Turkey. You know. That's it.
Yeah. Hopefully, so, we can have that again someday.
Awesome. Oh, there's someone in the, Paddy. I've been in Tunisia, Lanzarote, as a child twice. Love it. Oh, thank you, Paddy. So come back when you can, maybe in the summer for holiday, you know, and swim. Yeah. Okay. So thank you very much, Chris, for having accepted this interview.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very great. Big pleasure to have me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for accepting to be with us. And thank you for having answered quickly.
no problem.
Yeah. That's it. Because I got to tell you, not all the bands response to demands that that come to the web page. So thank you very much.
Yeah, awesome. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, I hope so. And good luck. Good thank luck you. And good luck for this album. Motor Jesus, the album. Hellbreaker, come on, go buy it, catch it.
Yeah, do it.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.